We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
David Lightman's on the line from D.C., okay. National political correspondent. Bon vivant, my name on town from McGlatchy Newspapers. You know, we welcome you in with Mariano Rivera's theme. And I think it's to say Cole Slusser is no Mariano Rivera.
No, but he won the game, so I'll take him.
Oh, the other night, not last night.
No. But against the Red Sox.
Yes, well, I was rooting for you guys against the Red Sox.
Yeah. You know? Great. That may be the highlight of the season.
After the first night, when the Orioles played like the Orioles, it was
my God.
It was like back to the F. Robbie, B. Robbie, Boog Baldy.
Yeah, so. For the Yankees.
So yesterday we found out that the president thinks we should push the elections back, and I was happy to see that Senator McConnell and Congressman McCarthy immediately said, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, you can't do this.
The reaction was swift, quick, decisive. I was kind of surprised, frankly, that that became a topic of conversation all day and still is this morning. I mean, it's still all over. I just, you know, when we all heard, I was at the Capitol yesterday, we all heard that and just thought, oh, boy, you know. And next thing you know, it's all people are talking about.
Well, yeah. And, you know, especially, elsewhere. But there are a lot of people, I mean, who will use anything against this guy. And, you know, he's feeding it himself by putting this stuff out there. So, you know, you ought to realize that's what's going to happen there, mister.
Yeah, no, it's true. And, you know, the thing is, and it occurred to me as the day went on, to a lot of people, this told you, this confirmed their worst feelings about this guy.
A dictator.
That, in fact, dictator, right. You know, that somehow he wants nothing but, how can I put this, nothing but power. And that's what scared the daylights out of people.
Well, you've been in Washington long enough to know that's pretty much a common disease.
Yeah, but usually it doesn't go this far. I mean, no, respect the electoral process.
Well, and don't you also think, David, that he does this because he knows the reaction it's going to get and he likes to stir the pot?
Well, see, that was sort of my first thought yesterday. That, yeah, exactly. He likes to dominate the news cycle, be the center of attention, and you tweet something like this in the morning and you know it's going to be the big topic all day.
Yeah.
And frankly, on a day when, you know, the GDP is coming out and shows the worst, you know, economic statistic ever, and also it deflects attention from other things, like the fact that the unemployment benefits are ending and Congress is going home.
Is that,
well,
is
fact
that today?
That his predecessor, and the fact that his predecessor gave the eulogy at the John Lewis funeral.
Exactly, to which, you know, three presidents attended and he didn't. Right. On unemployment, by the way, it's complicated. I don't know how Connecticut works, but most states, probably Connecticut as well, the period actually expired on Saturday. The law expires today. So if you were getting that extra $600, as almost everybody who's on unemployment was, it's over. Yeah. And Senate left last night. They'll be back Monday at 3 o'clock. The House is going to leave probably at 2 o'clock today, and they won't be back unless called back. So, yeah, this is why people hate Washington.
No, I absolutely understand. I mean, it's true.
Yeah,
and, you know, both sides play it for all it's worth.
Yeah, no, we have done stories and will do stories on this. I hate to say it, but I'm sure I'll be talking to people today who, again, are living week to week on unemployment, and all of a sudden, if they're getting, $900, which I know is the average in a lot of states, all of a sudden that shrinks to $300 a week. Well, that's quite a blow. And then, again, they look at the U.S. Senate and dark today, and tomorrow, and Sunday, and Monday morning.
What was the biggest sticking point? Why didn't this get through?
Well, it's a classic debate, actually, an interesting debate. most Democrats believe that this is an extraordinary time. Unemployment insurance is not supposed to replace all your wages. It's supposed to give you a lifeline, just enough of a lifeline, so you'll be able to live, but you'll also have incentive to go out and work or seek work. But during the pandemic, the feeling has been you don't want people going out to seek work. It's dangerous. And so that's why they created the $600 a week benefit. But the Republicans say, wait a minute, well, we sympathize. There are an awful lot of people out there who are earning more now staying home than they would be if they went back to their jobs. And they're hearing from businesses, particularly small businesses, they can't get people to go back to work because why should they go back to work for $800 a week when they can get $1,000 a week staying home? Fascinating debate, really.
David Lightman's here from McClatchy, D.C. By the way, they have a great app if you guys like to pick it up. It's a pretty good one. I can download it. Hey, David, how much of a thing is the education thing here in D.C.?
You know, it's funny. It kind of gets buried under this unemployment and stimulus and all this other stuff. It's a big sticking point. I mean, how much do you give to the schools? What do you do about schools reopening? I mean, that's a huge topic, and it is being discussed and debated. It's just not being reported on a lot in Washington. But if they come up with a big package, and that's still debatable, it's probably going to have some money in there to help schools not just reopen, but when they do reopen, you know, provide masks and cleaning supplies, et cetera, et cetera. But all that's part of the big package there, where negotiations are pretty much stalled.
Well, and here in Connecticut, the educators are raising, not only raising the ruckus, but no, but leading the parade on concerns,
yeah,
about going back and getting sick. Is that the same in D.C.?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everywhere in the Northeast and California particularly, and the West Coast for that matter, because we have a lot of papers out there, yeah, they're reluctant. Teachers don't want to go back. I mean, that's part of the problem here. This is a real problem, but then again, what do you do with special needs students? What do you do with...
Exactly.
Yeah, students who need specialization, or what do you do with students with working parents who need daycare till 6 o'clock each day? This isn't something that's going to be resolved in Washington, I'll tell you. They're trying, but it's a very localized problem.
One size does not fit all.
No, not at all.
You know, but David, I mean, this is a problem, you know, when you go back to the unemployment boost that people are getting, all that. What you see people do, and I know they're doing it since you have papers in California, you know, for example, the teachers' unions out there are saying, well, okay, we want everything nice and clean, and so we'll be healthy. Good concern, rightfully so. But then, and also, we'd like this, affordable housing. I mean, now all of a sudden you start loading it up with everything.
That's the problem. I mean, you look at the bill the House passed in May, $3 trillion, and I won't go through it. You go through that thing. I mean, there's stuff in there that, you know. And the Republicans are doing the same thing. I mean, there's money for a new FBI building in their proposal this week. You got to somehow get through all that clutter and get to the core of the negotiation. See, I still think that they're going to come up with a deal. I'll bet you if we talk next week at this time, there will be close to a deal. Because if they're not, boy, they got to come up with something. If nothing else, look at the problems state and local governments are having. Just meeting their own needs. They're out of money. They need help from the federal government. So something's got to give.
Right. And if they don't, and look, if they don't, then people again have the chance in November to express their displeasure. But as I always say, you know, everybody always complains, we got to clean the swamp, we got to empty house, got to empty the Senate. And then they go to the election, then they go to the ballot box, or this year they'll send in an absentee ballot and say, well, you know what, I think my person's pretty good, I'm going to vote for them again. And then we're left with the same people in Congress.
Yeah, well, yes and no. You know, particularly in New England, there's not a lot of turnover, although watch that Massachusetts Senate race between Joe Kennedy and Ed Markey. That's a fascinating battle of old versus new. That's why Donald Trump got elected. People just, you know, decided the heck with it. You know, let's throw out everybody and try something new. And, you know, you see how that's working out. Now, you know, Biden's ahead because people are thinking maybe the old ways weren't so terrible. I mean, if you had a president, Republican or Democrat right now, who could call all these people in Congress together at the White House and just lock the doors and say, get a darn deal, as Ronald Reagan did, right, and Clinton and all of these, but you're not doing that.
Hey, David, just a technical question, but, you know, a lot of people are saying August 1st, tomorrow, that, in fact, Joe Biden will name his vice president, and allegedly the Hill had released a memo that they got a hold of somehow. It's going to be Kamala Harris. Is that where it's going?
I don't know. You know, I mean, it's funny that Chris Dodd is instrumental in this whole thing, you know. Biden's saying next week, let's just say we journalistically are preparing pieces on several people.
Okay.
Just in case. Harris is a tough one. On paper, she's got
some baggage.
Baggage, exactly. And we've done a couple stories, and I got to tell you, it's easy to find people in California, right? I mean, police chiefs, Latino community leaders, even black community who will not say kind things about her.
Wow.
They're very suspicious of her.
We'll have to see. David, we're running out of time. Thanks.
Yeah.
Stay safe. We'll
Pleasure.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, great. Thank you, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.